A Lifetime of Leadership in Racial Progress on this moment of Indiana history. Little progress happens, wrote Fabre de France. Usually it must be wrested from influences that, either belligerently or indifferently, deny it. The author of that quote spent his lifetime fighting for racial progress in Indiana. De France moved to Indianapolis in 1913 to become the physical director of the Senate Avenue YMCA, a segregated institution that served as a social and recreational center for the city's African-American community. Along with the Y's recreational and mentoring opportunities, De France fostered the tradition of weekly Sunday afternoon gatherings. These so-called monster meetings became the black community's forum for presentations by cultural figures, university presidents, and national legislators. During his four decades at the Y and afterward, De France himself worked to advance desegregation and equality. Starting with the all-black Crispus Attucks High School, De France's activism helped integrate the Indianapolis school system and the Indiana High School Athletic Association. At the university level, De France successfully advocated for on-campus housing for black students at both IU and Purdue. He also urged IU President Herman Wells to persuade basketball coach Branch McCracken to extend a bid to Indiana Mr. Basketball 1947. The recruit, Bill Garrett, became IU's first black player. All I have attempted, with individuals and in movements, has been motivated by the theme, I want to be free, De France later concluded. With the desire is the knowledge that I cannot be free unless all men are free. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.